This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Your manifestation is about to catch up with your confession. Why? Because the manifestation is no longer dependent on you. You are now dependent on God. And without Him, you can do nothing becomes a reality in your life. And so God is not able to do a whole lot quicker what He wants to do. Oh, yeah, I heard that. Because you done finally got out of His way.
Calling all world changers and those who have been changed by the message of grace. It's homecoming time. We've been on the road spreading the gospel, and now it's time to bring it home. That's right. Grace Life 2023 Homecoming is upon us and will be an experience like no other. We are inviting the entire World Changers Nation home July 13th through the 15th at the World Dome in College Park, Georgia. Welcome home, World Changers.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
It's kind of interesting to share this kind of message with people because they don't believe nothing happening. Demons are going nuts, trying their best to possess as many people as they can. Or if they can't totally possess them, try to influence them, try to just take a hold on stuff. Satan just having a ball like, ooh, we got most of the world right now. And the church, you know, they just like little whipping out and all that kind of stuff. But no. We will arise out of the ashes. We will rise out of the pandemic. We will rise out of the trouble. We will rise out of the trial. Satan ain't gonna never win here. He's fighting a battle that he can never win. And besides all of that, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You were born for this time. If God didn't think you could have impact in this time, you would have been born 100 years ago. But God knew that somebody like you needed to be alive right now, that the devil ain't seen nobody like you. Hallelujah. You got that doggonedness about you. You're not going to quit. You're not going to give up. You're going to stand on God's word, come hell or high water. The devil ain't never met nobody like you before. Whew. Removal of impurities of dependence upon self. So, with all believers, failure of the flesh may be God's means to bring about a greater dependence upon God that grows into an enriched spiritual life. That's why you shouldn't beat yourself up so bad. What is he trying to enrich? He's trying to enrich you dependent on God in everything. This life as a Christian has got to be about more than the stuff you can get. You do know that, don't you? You do know that this thing is way bigger than believing God for a car. You do know that, right? It's cool that you can get one, but you got to know that's not the sum total of this life that we live as Christians. That'll come, but you can't make it the object of your Christian life. You do know that. Praise God. I pray every one of you be able to live in the house you want to live in, drive the car you want to drive, and be comfortable. I pray that. But as long as you know, that's not the sum total of this life. Boy, he's coming back. We're right at the brink of one of the most powerful times that the Church of Jesus Christ has ever seen. There is a deposit of supernatural power that is being made in some of your lives that you don't even know. Woo. Manifestation is about to catch up with your confession. Do y'all understand what I just said? Yes. It's going. But he's speeding things up now. I mean, oh Lord Jesus. Yeah, that's a great example. Thank you, Lord. You remember when Jesus walked past the fig tree? And it had figs on it from a distance. And when you had leaves on it. And when you have leaves on a fig tree, you're supposed to have figs there. The Bible says that he was hungry. And he got close to the tree and found out there were leaves, but no figs. And he cursed the tree and he said, "No man will eat fruit of this tree hereafter." And he went on to his destination, and he came back by 24 hours later. Now, we just noticed it 24 hours later. I don't know how quickly that took place, but I know 24 hours later they came back, and the tree had dried up from its roots, which would absolutely say no man's gonna eat fruit of it because it can't exist anymore. It'll never again produce figs. It was dried up from its roots. We say it took 24 hours. We don't know that. We know he said what he said, and he left. It might have took place in a matter of minutes. Because the root can dry up, and you can still see the leaves still there. I'm telling you, that's what just came out of my mouth, that your manifestation is about to catch up with your confession. Why? Because the manifestation is no longer dependent on you. You are now dependent on God. And without him, you can do nothing becomes a reality in your life. And so God is now able to do a whole lot quicker what he wants to do. Oh, yeah, I heard that. Because you done finally got out of his way. Wow. Wow. Failures due to dependence upon self should be stepping stones to deeper spiritual experiences. Failures due to dependence upon self. And I'm sure, I know I have in my life, you can locate a lot of failures that came from self-dependence instead of God dependence. And he said, those failures should be stepping stones to deeper experiences in Christ. Don't ever come out of a trial without the wisdom of why that happened. I went through it. Now let me back up and see what, and here's the wisdom I hope you resolve. Here's the wisdom I hope you see. Man, why did I go through that? Because the impurities of self-dependence are still there. I still think I don't need God. And I run into a lot of men that believe that. I still think I don't believe God. I'm strong. I'm a man. I don't need God. So what? How many more trials do you have to go through until you get to that point of knowing you can't do this without God? You're a branch. and you trying to act like you the vine. You a branch. You ain't gonna be able to produce no fruit on those on the vine without the on the branch without the vine. And that's what that's the picture of it. It's you trying to produce fruit in your life. And let's say sometimes through your own efforts you get something to happen, but you don't see the end of that thing. The end of that thing is you needed him for sustaining power. You got to stop being satisfied with temporary success, because sometimes it's just a mirage. It's temporary. Any success I achieve or I receive in my life, I want it to be because I depended on God. I want to look up and say, ooh, look at what God did. Because when he does it, he gets the glory. When you do it, you brag and give yourself the glory. So he's trying to get a people that will use their failures as a stepping stone. Boy, that sounds weird. Well, I don't ever have any failures. You got one now. You're prideful. Use it as a stepping stone. I failed here. I didn't depend on God here. I depend on this. I failed here. My marriage, God's telling me to be quiet. I got to open my mouth. I got to have the last word on everything. I failed here in my business because, you know, I sat here and I was so prideful about telling people I had a business that I quit the job that put food on the table and got involved in a hobby that was so far from being a business, but it was a hobby, but it satisfied my ego. Y'all hear what I'm talking about? Because some of you look at me like, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. And I am talking about sufficiency that you try to get from yourself. Stepping stones to greater places. I love the beginning of these series because I get a chance to just waddle around all kinds of different places, stick all kinds of stuff in you as far as seed is concerned, get you to thinking like I'm thinking. I ain't going to tell you none of that thing in the scripture. I'm going to come back with the scriptures, and it's going to be an amazing time, because after this is over with, you will never again be afraid of pressure. Let me show you this, so we're running out of time. Romans 5, 2 through 3, in the King James first and then the NLT. Romans 5, verse 2 through 3. Here's something that just got me. We glory through tribulation, through trouble, through pressure. So let me say it like this. We're supposed to glory through tribulation and through pressure. Look at this. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation produces patience. Or, I scratch that word produce. Years ago, I had a problem with that word produce, because if trouble could produce everything, then everybody need to go through it. But hear what I'm saying. It worketh or employs. So when I'm in trouble, I hire patience. You see, it makes a difference, right? When I'm in trouble, I employ patience. Patience means consistently, constantly the same. I don't change about my stance on depending on God. And so trouble comes, I employ patience. I still depend on God. 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 Now, the trouble may be changing, but I'm not. Tribulation employs patience. All right, now, what does patience employ in order for it to continue to go? Look at verse 4. And patience employs experience. Oh, So when the trouble comes, I hire patience. When I hire patience, patience now employs the experience. What experience? The experience of victory. There's something about being the same about dependent on God that will employ the victory that comes from dependent on God. So patience employs or hires experience. And what does experience hire? Now I have experience. Experience hires hope. So if you ever experience the victory, you now can have hope for more. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? It's like, trouble hires patience. So trouble, while I'm in trouble, I'm hiring patience. I'm going to say this thing about dependent on God in trouble. Patience is going to bring about the experience, hires it. And the experience of victory is going to hire hope. Look at what came from tribulation. Look at what came from trouble. Trouble comes, I am now hiring patience. Patience is hired, it now must hire experience of victory. Experience of victory has now showed up, I have hope. Ultimately, that hope is going to take me all the way back to the beginning where I depended on God in trouble. And patience was hired in trouble. And the experience of victory showed up from trouble. And hope came from the trouble. All pressure that developed the experience, the uniqueness of the world changer, that people are going to be looking and like, what you doing? I'm dependent on God. But I thought you lost your job. Yeah, it wasn't thought. I did, but I depend on God. Ah. And I'm not going to change. I'm going to be all right. I'll get a better one. Some of you spend years, oh, God, give me a promotion in my job. Oh, God, give me victory in my job. Oh, God, I need more money in my job. And then, you know, oh, God is saying, well, you're going to have to leave this job because it ain't happening here. Don't get stressed out. Don't get upset. Don't be going around all these years I done work for y'all, and y'all gonna do me like this. You the one who asked for a promotion. It's just it ain't happening here. So as soon as they come in and fire you, you're like, God, I depend on you. Dang, I ain't think they was gonna fire me, but I depend on you. And then it starts going through your head. I can't believe they let me go. But I depend on you. And then you depend on him, become something you remain the same at. And then all of a sudden that patience, now you experience a new job with making five times more than what you made before. And now that you have the experience you want to, or that you wanted in the first place, now the hope comes, you want to find me again, Lord? Why? Because I depend on you. I no longer see that as a negative experience. I see this as an experience of hope and victory and development because it got rid of the impurities of depending on myself. The stuff we just can't see it while it's going on. And what happens is, remember, Satan is trying to see how he can take advantage of the pressures in your life. Will you choose to develop in the spirit, or will you choose to develop in the flesh? You've been praying for a promotion. They let you go from your job. Now you got to tear everything up. You know, they fired you. Okay, well, I'll leave. And I don't think this is right. Your mama. So you're developing and allowing your emotions, your negative emotions, to take you in a direction that you don't want to go. So now you're developing in something that he now causes you to stay the same, and you won't stop doing that. And now you have the experience of what happens when you do something like that. And then you're in hopelessness because of your experience of what happened. You see? So pressure's gonna be here. You're gonna either allow it to move you into better places and give birth to those things that are inside of you that you don't even know about yet, or you will allow Satan to use it and put you in a place that'll be satisfying to yourself. You know, when somebody does something to you, it's satisfying to be able to cuss them out. Oh, come on, y'all send a bit. No, it's not. Somebody do it, say something to you, and you be holding it, and you know the flesh wants to use them compound cussing words. And then listen, y'all look at me like that, but it feels a little satisfying. Like, I told you, and you go get on the phone, you know they let me go, and you know what I said to them. Hear what I said to them. You blankety, blank, 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 blank. Sure did. You know now, don't you? You learned something today, didn't you? They didn't know who they were messing with. But you don't know what you just avoided, an opportunity for God to bring something up in you that you would have never experienced through your own even self-diligence. That's tough, man. That's tough. I had a situation like that just 2 days ago. It was tough. It was tough. Man, I was setting in. I was asking questions, trying to be pastorally. A guy responded to me in a way, and I was like, oh, Lord. And I looked again, and I'm like, oh, Lord. So I opened my Bible up, and I was trying to read the scripture, but none of them was making no sense. Can I be honest with y'all, man? It looked like algebra. It looks like... Because all I was thinking about, like, no, this joker didn't. My heart started beating fast. I started feeling pain in my body that I thought I was done with. And I wouldn't put it to bed. How many of you got to put it to bed? I wouldn't put it to bed. And because I didn't put it to bed, I was rehearsing it. Mm-hmm. I should have put it to bed. Then I started nursing it. But God wanted me to disperse it, but I'm like, not yet. Because I got to let him know. And I made it through. Woo. Went and preached the gospel, made it through, felt good. It'll be all right. And that same demon was still there when I got back. On him and me. I had just finished preaching. I'm like, oh, no, this got to go down. Now, I went to trying to rehearse it, but no, this got to happen. This got to happen. Oh, blank, yeah, it got to happen. It got to happen now. You know what the Lord said? He said, if it happens, you have taken a step backwards instead of forward. Put it to bed. I said, I'm trying. It ain't ready to go to bed. It ain't sleeping, Lord. It ain't ready to go to bed. I got cuss words that my mama used to use that came up out of me. I wanted to try them out. And if the frog wanted to leap, maybe I wouldn't be here this morning sharing this scripture about pressure.
Why do Christians have to go through adversity? We've all asked this before, but have you ever had an acceptable answer? In the 8-message series, Maturity Through Pressure, Creflo Dollar gives clarity on the why behind the pressure we face. For only $45 for CDs or $55 for DVDs, all 8 messages can be yours today. Just visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click eStore, scan the QR code, or call the number on your screen to get yours today.
Change Experience 2023 has officially kicked off. Join Creflo Dollar in the city that never sleeps at the New York Change Experience on Friday, April 28th. Make your Psalm 91 confessions in person. Join us for uplifting worship and change your lives with the message of grace. Get ready for a revival like none other. Seating is limited. Register for free now. Text CHANGE 2023 to 51555 or log on to www.creflodollarministries.org.
I want to extend a special thanks to those of you out there who are committed to giving into our international efforts. Those of you who sow precious seeds into this ministry help us with our global missions all over this world. This year, we partner with organizations all over the world to help rescue human trafficking victims, build irrigation systems, and support orphanages, schools, and homes for the elderly. Meeting the physical and spiritual needs of hurting people opens the door to share the gospel of grace with them. Thank you for helping us minister to people everywhere, and may God bless you.
Log on to our website at missions.creflodollarministries.org to see all the work we do at Creflo Dollar Global Missions. Thank you for your support.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. At work or simply needing to hear from the Lord, tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times. We're in this together. No matter where we are World Changers. See you online.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.